We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's 93.7 The Fan's All-American, former Pitt tight end, former NFLer, Doran Dickerson, joining us. Doran, I got a question for you. By the way, belated happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I would second that. I screwed up the happy birthdays. My days are blending together, but I hope you, like, smoked wings, did something, you know, very cool on the smoker, at least.
Oh, yeah. You know I pampered myself. You know how I get down.
Doran, were you in a sauna, by the way?
Yeah. Yes, I have a sauna in my basement.
Cool.
Oh, God.
That's
living.
That
awesome.
That is living right there.
It was a nice little purchase whenever I was playing, and I was able to write it off when I was playing because, you know, it's it helped me with my athletic
rehabilitative.
I was able to write it off. Yes. Yes. So it was a nice little purchase whenever I moved into my house and whenever I was playing, and I do have a bar in my basement, so I thought it was right to get a sauna and sweat all the badness out.
Mm. Yeah, I've been in the bar. I haven't been in the sauna yet. Doran, I have a question for you. We heard Eric Ebron with Ben, and he put the red lipstick on and the makeup, and he started kissing Ben's big old ass in the interview he did yesterday with Steelers reporters, how much he loves him, how much he likes him. Going back to your Pitt days, did you actually like Bill Stull, or did you just suck up to him because you knew that if you really befriended him and kissed up to him, he would throw you the ball?
Well, at first, Bill Stull roomed with C.J. Davis, who went to Pitt and went to West Allegheny with me, and he was one of the reasons why I went to Pitt, obviously C.J. Davis I'm talking about. And I used to go stay with CJ, and I would steal Bill's clothes all the time. Whenever I was in high school, I would go down and steal and stay with them, and I would steal his clothes all the time. So I wasn't really great friends with Bill at first, and then
wait, stop. You can finish the story in a second. When you say steal his clothes, you mean you would steal it and just to mess with him, or you would steal it and then wear his clothes?
I would steal it and wear it. So Bill would be, you know, staying with his girlfriend at the time, and I would go into Bill's closet in the dorm rooms. And I'd put on, you know, some of his clothes to wear to go out with all the Pitt players at the time. Mm. And Bill would meet us out, and he'd be like, "Man, that's a nice outfit. You know, that's a nice shirt. Where'd you get that?" And I'm like, my parents got it for me a couple weeks ago. I don't know. And it'd be his clothes all the time. And he found that out later. later on in the years we were at Pitt. So at first, yeah, me and Bill, we weren't best friends, but obviously that did change.
Ah, shoot, Doran, why are you taking Billy's clothes? Shoot. And you know, he's got that nice Nautica polo, Doran.
Do you think that helped you on the field? Do you think that actually helped being friends with him, getting the ball as much as you did?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, me and Bill, it came to a point where we moved in together, lived together in the South Side, were roommates, and we would just go over things that, you know, he saw, what I felt, what he felt, and we were on the same page, you know, off the field and on the field, and we would work out together and just really – go through everything that we need to go through for to be a successful offense as a team and individually. And, yeah, that definitely helped immensely. And I can see what Eric Ebron's doing. I mean, if Ben wants you to wash his clothes, I'd wash his clothes because you want to get Ben's respect. You want to have Ben to respect you and to rely on you, and especially as a tight end. An athletic tight end, you got to get his respect, and hopefully he'll rely on you. So I would do anything possible to get Ben to check off the list for Ben.
See, so you want his respect if you're the pass catcher. What else does it do? What do you think it does for a quarterback when he maybe sees a guy or hears that a guy is lavishing praise on him? You know what I mean? Like, besides obviously the respect factor, does that subconsciously, you think, affect the quarterback and say, oh, he likes me, he thinks I throw a good football, he thinks I'm a great player, like I'm going to look for him maybe more than I otherwise would? Like, is there a tangible effect on the quarterback other than flattery?
I think it's just a little flattering for Ben. I mean, Ben knows who he is. We all know that Ben knows that, you know, he's Ben Roethlisberger. He carries himself that way. He doesn't need anybody to tell him how good or, you know, how great he is at this point. But whenever it comes down to it, you know, he's going to have that in the back of his mind when camp comes around. Is like, all right, is this guy going to really be reliable when I need him on third down? And if we keep him in on protection for, you know, a certain play, is he going to be able to pick up the protection and protect me? We're going to find that out. And if he does do that in training camp, then, you know, that adds to the list. And Ben's going to be like, all right, I see what you have been doing for the past couple months. All right, we're going to, you know, engrave that into what we're going to do. And I'm going to rely on you, and you better be open.
Dorn, have you watched Tiger King yet?
Yes, I have.
You know that scene in Tiger King where Joe Exotic has a wedding and it's with two other guys and it's a marriage of three men?
Yes.
Do you think that Ben, not literally, but do you think that he could have two tight ends like that? Like, is there room in the Ben Vance McDonald relationship for Eric Ebron? Like, can the Steelers offense flourish with two tight ends, or are they too similar? Is one guy going to be the odd man out now?
No, they're two totally different tight ends. I mean, it's like, and you know, learning radio, I've learned over the years that you can't have two of the same hosts on air at the same time, because who wants to hear two people talk about the same thing? The two guys on radio have to be different for a good show, in my opinion.
So, like, smart host, stupid host, Steelers, guy that thinks the Steelers will win, guy who thinks the Browns will win.
Right. You know, guy that goes to Syracuse, guys that goes to Penn State, two guys that, you know, I mean, come on. But, yeah, you have to have two different guys in that room. And if you even want to go back to Pitt with Bill Stahl, yeah, I was best friends with Bill, but he also loved Nate Byam. And Nate Byam did, you know, tremendously at tight end, one of the best tight ends in the country. We both were at the time. And Bill used Nate whenever he because he knew Nate was reliable. And he knew Nate was going to be in the right spot. So
Nate hit singles totally, and you hit home runs. He was a singles hitter and you were the big swinger. You were the masher. You were the home run hitter. Big playmaker.
Absolutely. And it worked.
Well, also, Nate was like 6'5", so it was tougher for him to reliably steal Stahl's clothes because they wouldn't fit as well.
that too.
Doran, what do you make
that's so funny.
What do you make of some of the things, and it's awesome that, of course, the people at UPMC are leading the charge to find a cure for the coronavirus and get us out of this absolute mess that we're all in right now, which is incredible and shouldn't come as a surprise because of the great people over there at their School of Medicine. But where do you come down on some of the jokes that have come off of it? For example, Lauren tweeted me and said, Pitt's going to beat the coronavirus and then lose to athlete's foot.
You expose yourself to jokes whenever you are great and you have the target on you. Whenever you have the target on you and everybody's looking at you, everybody's going to try to find things to expose. I mean, that's the way of life. That's the way of business. That's the way of the sports life. That's the way of everything. People who have a target on their back and are doing great things, somebody wants to try to tear them down. It happens everywhere. But with Pitt, you know, they're leading. They're being the leader right now. I'm a proud Pitt man, as you guys know. I always heard whenever I was at the University of Pittsburgh, it's one of the smartest schools in the country, obviously with medicine. And, you know, you always look to say, like, okay, where are these smart people at and what are they doing? Why? Because obviously I wasn't in any of those classes or I wasn't in med school and doing stuff like that. So you're wondering, as a player and as an athlete, where are these smart people at and what are they doing and what are they curing and what do they have going on? Now we see it. We see some of the finished product of why the University of Pittsburgh is such a great school, why the University of Pittsburgh is one of the smartest schools in the country, and why UPMC is one of the biggest medicine, you know, corporations in the world. And we're seeing it now, and it's evident, and nobody can really step on them at all. You know,
I would suggest, though, a note of caution. I think I see, you know, Pitt just scored against COVID, but I see now that COVID-19 is sending Marty Gilliard back to return the ensuing kickoff.
Wow.
So.
Really? You're going there, huh?
That was one of the better lines I saw. I mean, I saw COVID-13-9, which was a great play on the name.
I enjoyed
all that.
Chris, did you have a joke that you laughed at but nobody else did?
What, that I made about that? No, yeah. Most of mine actually did numbers. Like I said, it's a real shame in response to like the initial tweet that got sent out about it. It's a real shame Rich Rod had COVID looking like they were going to be in the national title game. That one did well.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
I had a couple that went over very well with people. I think the best one I saw, for some reason, Pony, it was a riff on the athlete's foot one, though, and I think it came earlier, was Pitt's going to beat COVID and lose to gingivitis. For some reason, gingivitis being the disease there that was going to fell Pitt.
Everybody else looks at what Pitt is doing and thinks this is a time to like praise Pitt and congratulate them on the great work they're doing, whereas Chris Mueller sees a pandemic and a possible cure and thinks, where can I find the joke in this? Where can I boost my Twitter numbers and my retweets and likes with a joke off of all the great work that they're doing? Which really tells you everything you need to know about Chris, right, Dorn?
Chris is also a guy that doesn't like pizza. I mean, he doesn't like melted cheese. Mm. There's a lot of things that are questionable with Chris, so take it with a grain of salt. If you're listening right now, take Chris with a grain of salt and keep plugging.
That would
forward.
Be one more, Doran. That would be one more grain of salt than listeners currently take me with. So I get zero grains of
Doran,
salt.
Doran, are you
going to
smoke anything on that big turtle like thing that you have that allows you to smoke meats? Because it's actually one of the things that my wife has said to me throughout this quarantine is, why can't you learn to smoke meats like Doran? And I didn't know that know that was a skill to like. Don't you just
well,
put
you
them in
to
there?
It takes patience though, Pony. It'll like really appeal to you.
Don't I just need to buy patience. The device and just put it in there, and that does all the work, right?
No, it's very tedious. I mean, you have to buy the right charcoal. You have to buy the right wood. The right apple wood or mesquite wood for whatever you're smoking. If you're smoking chicken, fish, or if you're smoking beef, you want to use a different wood, and then the dial. And it's all about the wind and the air hitting it and heating it up and making sure it doesn't get too hot and too, and then don't want the coals to burn out, and then making sure you're watching it and it's moist inside and checking the temperatures. I mean, it's a tedious process.
Pony, do you like, do you like brisket?
Yes, I love brisket.
Okay, smoking a brisket takes, like, a decent-sized one takes literally 16 hours. So. I've but Doran's the kind of Renaissance man that'll on, do that.
I put a brisket on, like, at, like, 6 a.m., and then I'll go golf for the day and come back, and it'll almost be, like, ready to go.
Damn. All right,
it's a
Dorn.
Day. It's a nice little process.
Good talk.
I also did see today on the Coward show that your boy Nick Wright did give you a lot of praise for the Jameis Winston.
What?
Oh, really?
Yes, he was on.
By
he
name?
Was subbing in for Colin Coward.
By name?
Yes. Yes, he gave
this
you
is
all
a lifelong dream
he said that
for
you're
Philip
one of the
Pony.
Best radio hosts. Yeah, one of the best radio hosts in the country out of Pittsburgh. Woo! His roommate. Yeah.
Well, Doran, you might have created a segment for us later in the show. Thank you for providing us with material that, A, makes me look better, and, B, allows for Chris Mueller to ride those coattails and benefit from it. So thank you.
You got it. You got it.
There you go.
I only plagiarize from the best.
Being who?
You.
Oh.
I plagiarize opinions from you.
All right. Bye, Doran.
See you, Doran.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Man, every time Doran, like, I go onto Doran's Instagram, like, his Instagram stories, and I swear, almost, and this is a compliment to him, almost every time lately, it's him lifting the lid of, I think he has a big green egg smoker. I think that's
yep.
the brand of it.
Yeah,
it's
I said turtle. It kind of looks like a turtle shell.
It does. And he's lifting the lid, and there's, like, whole smoked wings on there. I'm very jealous.
And so is my wife. And it makes me look bad. Because Doran's making brisket, and I'm watching back Kansas and Purdue from 2012, while she's ridiculing
me. And yet you are still. You got to tell her, like, honey, that's the kind of work no other radio host is doing that nobody sees. Like,
it's
when
not
athletes
work.
Talk about, but when at no, it's prep. When athletes talk about how they get into the gym and they don't publicize it, and that's what makes them truly great. You have Nick Wright on Colin Cowherd's show, and I know you hold Cowherd's radio abilities in very high esteem, like most people do, even if they don't like him. You were called one of the best hosts in America. So the next time Amanda says, Andrew, why are you watching back a Kansas game from 8 years ago, say, honey, champions aren't made in the gym in radio. They're made on the couch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.